Hey everybody, it's Eugene Driscoll, ValleyIndy.org. Welcome to Naval Gazing, the Valley Indies podcast. There's a budget referendum in Seymour Thursday, May 11th. Polls are open from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the Seymour Community Center. That's up on Pine Street. Again, it's Thursday, May 11th, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., Seymour Community Center. During the Great Give, May 2nd, we had First Selectman Kurt Miller and Selectman Stefan Bohuniak, come in to talk about the budget. And what follows is an edited conversation from that Great Give interview, which was first broadcast live over the Valley Indies Facebook page. So the audio is not perfect because I extracted it after it was recorded, but it gives you some good info on the upcoming budget referendum, which again is Thursday, May 11th, 2017, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the Seymour Community Center on Pine Street. Thanks. Everyone's trying to sabotage this.
You're rolling.
You can't donate. I got Ethan giving me fake news. So anyway, let's talk about the Seymour budget. That's what
he's
we're here.
He's a Democrat, so fake news is common.
I don't know what
his decidedly role. Not a Democrat, but breaking news or a Republican.
So what's the tax increase this year?
I'm right there. I'm live donating.
Oh, wow, look at that.
So you might want to be nice to me. Can we get a reporter in Seymour in the next 6 months if I hit?
Now let me ask you a question. You guys broadcast your Seymour Selectman meetings.
We do.
You've got it looks like the footage from a robbery. At any minute someone's going to run in.
It could happen.
An armed. But how come you guys have you ever thought about doing this Facebook Live, like just doing those meetings live so then maybe we could cover them?
But maybe we can give that a thought.
Huh? See? Boom. But all right, so this budget, from what I understand, what's the total budget that you're proposing? And it's going to voters May 11th?
May 11th.
May 11th, okay. And I'll just interrupt again. Is it still two questions in Seymour? Is it town budget, yes?
Two questions, yes.
Okay.
Town, municipal side and Board of Education.
And just try to speak up. I just want to make sure we're... You don't have to lean into it, but just speak. Okay. Don't leave... Can't bring Miller anywhere. But all right, so if one goes down, you can have one go and the other pass.
Correct. Okay. Correct.
So what's the total amount? 50 combined?
Oh, combined is a little over 56 million.
And is there a mill rate increase?
No.
At this time?
There would have been a mill decrease actually this year of about a quarter mill, but because of the issues with the state of Connecticut, I recommend to the Board of Finance that they build in some protection in case there is cuts from the state, which we fully expect. So the town could actually now absorb up to about an $800,000 cut. In state funding.
And in terms, I was looking at your budget last night. Are you using any of your fund balance or any of your reserves of any kind to help stabilize the mill rate because of the anticipated cut from the state? Like what? And I noticed like the school has a really small increase as well. It's like 1.5%. Is that about right?
1.16, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about $375,000, right in that ballpark.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, how are you stabilizing that mill rate?
We had, last year, we instituted a mill rate stabilization account with $300,000. We put $400,000 in that account this year. So that's the money that we're using to offset any loss in state revenue.
Okay.
So the only time we use fund balance is for contingency funds. So we have about $90,000 in there. Using fund balance for reoccurring expenses is not a fiscally sound thing to do. So it's something that I will not let the town do.
Okay, and we have our first comment. This isn't really a question, but it's a comment from Tom Harbinson.
It's about how handsome Stefan looks?
He says, that's a given. He says, nice, Seymour. Maybe Shelton's P&Z could broadcast live, and the public wouldn't have to wait 6 months to see minutes, and when they are awfully abbreviated. So, you know, one thing, and I'm skipping around here, one thing that I thought was... We're talking about transparency just now and freedom of information, and we have a section of our website called Your Right to Know. Whenever we have any kind of freedom of information issue, we put the story there. And I was looking at your budget page last night on the Town of Seymour website, and you should go there. We posted a link last night if you want to read up on the Seymour budget, which goes to voters May 11th. You have a section there, everyone's salary, name and salary.
Correct.
Is on. How long has that been going on? Is that a new effort? Or?
It's about 2 years now. It's been there. On the municipal side, Board of Education will be added this year for the first time. There was a little bit of a back and forth what information could and couldn't be released, but we have that out there. A lot of this stuff comes from the Strategic Planning Committee, which Stefan actually sits on. They've come up with some of these suggestions to continue to move Seymour forward, make it more transparent. So that's one of the initiatives that they put forward.
And why do you think it's important, Stefan, to put the salaries with names of the town employees on that website?
I think it helps people get a better feel for where their money is going. I think there's definitely the opportunity for people to feel like we're overpaying people, or they're not tracking where their money is being spent, and there's room for waste. But if they could see, they could put a name to the amount of money, they realize it's not, you know, we're not way overpaying these people. These people are making, you know, just a, you know, a modest living.
Yeah, and how did that idea come out of that strategic plan committee to do that?
To be honest with you, that was before my time. I'm a recent appointee, so I will...
Because one thing I was amazed at...
I think it's a good idea.
We're trying to get that. We've been working forever now, but we're always distracted with things that happen. Publishing that for every town, all school employees, all town employees, all over the Valley. Like the Valley Gazette used to do it, but the Valley Gazette is one of many publications that no longer exists in the Valley. But so this isn't really a question, but I encourage people to look up that information on the Town of Seymour's website. They have a whole budget section. You can read all this, and you can actually look up how much town employees are making. You can match a salary to a name.
Well, I think it's important, too, that residents understand the benefits package that employees are getting. So the cost of health insurance, life insurance, dental insurance, the value of whether it be vacation time, sick time, all those different days. So we try to get a true understanding of the cost of each employee across the board, so that way we can, you know, better manage the assets the town has.
And, you have a phone?
Chief Michael Messler.
You should do that one live.
Can I?
He'll know if you're breaking the law.
You're live on the Valley Indy right now. Can I call you back? Chief Mike Metzler said he's going to donate $500 to the Valley Indy right now.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chief.
I'll call you over.
Why are you laughing?
You just heard laughing.
Yeah.
Loud.
Total laughing.
We have a question from Seymour resident. Cesar asks, and Cesar, I'm not understand the first part of your comment there, but
I hope with the budget, you guys fix.
Oh, I saw Baggett. There's like a typo.
Yeah,
there.
It might be on a phone or so. I hope with the budget you guys fix Bungay Road. It's really bad. When can you fix it?
Bungay Road is actually in the process now. We applied through the LOTSEP program.
What is that?
It replaces the old federal transportation funds. So it allows towns and cities in Connecticut to use this money, but with local guidelines as opposed to federal guidelines, which makes it a little bit easier to get these roads done. We route it through the COG. So Rick Dunn, your good friend, who I'm sure will be on today at some point. If not, Rick Dunn needs to make a donation. But, you know, we route it through
that. I think he's one of our two subscribers. I think he pays every month.
We're working on Holbrook Road right now. We're in the final stages of that, hoping to be going out to bid this summer. Bungay is in the queue. We're just waiting for a letter back from the state, and then Mountain Road is ready to go as well.
And then in terms of this budget, Stefan, you're a member of the Democratic Party. Kurt Miller is a Republican who's running for re-election.
One more time.
And the election is coming up. It's this year, right?
November.
This November will be an election. Were there any parts of the budget that the Democratic Party has an issue with? I know that, is it a majority on your Board of Finance? Or
Majority Republican.
Yeah.
Majority Republican.
Democratic chairman.
Was there, okay. Yeah. Is this a bipartisan budget, or are there some aspects that you'd like, to see changed?
From the Board of Finance perspective, it's definitely a bipartisan budget. They put a lot of hours working together. I know that all people's inputs were taken into consideration. From the Democratic Party perspective, I can't necessarily speak on individual things that we would like to change. I have reviewed the budget pretty extensively. It looks reasonable to me. I'm very happy that we've kept the mill rate stable for, it seems, the first time in quite a while. And that is because we didn't overreact to the initial news coming out of Hartford about the teacher's pension fund. We didn't jump to add another $1.7 million to the budget, which would have been premature, obviously. It looks like that's not going to happen. So I think the budget is a good, sound budget from my perspective.
And what are you doing to public? I know that one of the big challenges here, especially when there's no one coming out saying, you're killing us, you're cutting us, so there's not a lot of publicity, in terms of generating a buzz or for this budget. But it's important because people have to know they have to vote on May 11th. What are you doing to let people know that this is happening?
We'll have articles in the newspaper. We'll do social media. We'll do a Code Red call, and then we'll put the signs out. There's not too much we can do at this point. We've been talking about it now for 3 or 4 months. The selectmen voted on the May 11th date last month. So, I mean, the information is out there. It's not done in secret. These are very public process. But when you don't hear a lot of noise, I think people are reasonably happy with the direction that we're going. You know, with all the challenges that the state of Connecticut is facing, it's certainly nice for us to be able to put forward a budget that is level but continues to move new initiatives and things forward. So,
and then what about the school budget? I'm going to do it like Sonia Baghdadi back in the day. The school budget for Selectman Miller. Usually that is a tough one to get past. Seymour has been known to vote down 0% school budget, school budgets in previous years. So what's changed? We're not hearing anything negative about the budget. It seems like it's a small increase relatively. But then again, there's always raises. Somehow there always seems to be salary increases on both the town and school side.
Well, that's a lot of that's union contractual obligations. So, but I think people are relatively happy with the direction that the Board of Education has been taking over the last couple of years. I think they're a little bit more transparent maybe than they have been in the past. Their requests for increases each year have gotten smaller and smaller. I mean, last year was $18,000 on a $32 plus million budget, which is pretty impressive. This year they initially asked for about $500,000, which is still very good. I agreed with their request, but reduced it based on health insurance savings that I assumed that we would receive, which we have, which is actually very good. So I think people are getting behind the direction. There's some members of that board that are working very hard on communications. I know Yashu and Kristen Harmling come on your show once a year, so those two have been working very hard to kind of get the message out.
They haven't this year or last year, and I think those passed on. If they don't come here, these budgets tend to pass. We are, that's the same thing with any new business that opens.
But I think the prior ones, the increase was a little more. So.
Well, yeah, your request used to always be over $1 million. Yeah, 1.2, 1.3 million, which is a lot of money.
So then in terms of switching gears, although let me ask you just to close out this budget talk, we're not getting a ton of questions on it, but there are some other questions, at least one. Is there anything else that either of you want to say about this budget that's being proposed that Ethan and I are not asking you? I'll give it to Kurt Miller first.
No. I mean, of course, I'll say the fund balance continues to grow and the debt ratio continues to drop, because it wouldn't be a Valley Indy segment if I didn't say that. That's all.
Stefan.
I just hope people get out there and pass it. I think they will. I think the lack of chatter, to Kurt's point, is a good sign for the budget. That's last year it was very non-controversial, passed fairly easily for the first time in who knows how long. So I think we're looking good again this year, and I think it's nice to have a strong amount of people to come out and vote to support it. That's probably not going to happen, but I'd like to see that. I'd like to see at least 1,500 people, which would be kind of a lot.
How many registered voters are in Seymour?
About 9,000.
Okay. Yeah. And usually, I mean, if you broke, to get, what would be the, usual percentage, do you know?
We get 1,500 to 1,800 on the first budget vote, generally.
Okay.
And then it gets smaller each vote thereafter, generally. So
then in terms of, I mean, you heard it here. This is bipartisan love coming together for this proposed spending.
We actually agree more than we disagree.
I know, you're killing me here. I'm looking at the clock. I'm looking at 10 more minutes here. These guys better disagree.
We can do the